I'm standing in Fortnum & Mason, and I had a little taste of something that was so different and delicious, and well, such an obvious idea, really, that I had to talk to Natalie here. Natalie Griggs is the buyer for the bakery in Fortnum & Mason. Now, this brownie, this chocolate brownie, is a Christmas pudding chocolate brownie, which I thought, it's so delicious. Tell me, how did you come up with this new product?
We have a new chocolate brownie supplier, a lady called Nadia, who currently makes all of our chocolate brownies in her kitchen at home. We're one of her biggest customers, and hopefully we'll be buying more and more from her as the year goes on. But the first few weeks that we were selling her brownies on the counter, there's a chocolate brownie, a gluten-free brownie, and a cherry chocolate brownie, that I asked her to look at ideas for Christmas for a limited edition. So she came back with a more modern and slightly lighter twist on a Christmas pudding. So all the good bits, like rum and nuts and fruit, but with all the yumminess of lots of dark chocolate.
Well, I could taste the rum in it. I'm going to have another taste in a minute because I don't think I can get enough of this chocolate brownie. And is it something that keeps well? I mean, obviously nobody would keep it very long because it's too nice to sit on the side and leave. But how long would you expect that to last if one was just buying it, say, a week before Christmas?
I think it would last about up to 7 days if you kept it in the right conditions. If you kept it in an airtight container. I think about 7 days, maximum, I think, if it would last that long.
Exactly my point. And can you tell me, is it something that you can order online, or do you have to actually come in store into Fortnum & Mason and buy it?
Well, we've only planned to have it loose on our bakery counter with all of the cupcakes and the other fresh cakes. But given how successful or how popular it seems to have been today, then we might have to look at getting them put in boxes and sold remotely. But because it's so fresh, it's all made using fresh ingredients, and we get the delivery. I get a delivery once a week. I'm not sure yet whether it'll be available.
Whether it'd be practical, of course,
yeah,
to work out.
And also, the post sometimes isn't necessarily suitable for fresh things, because if you get a very fresh cake left in somewhere a bit too hot or somewhere a bit too cold, especially at Christmas, it might not keep. So we have to do some tests close to the time to make sure. But it's definitely something after today that I'm looking at. So
tell me, is part of your job doing all the tasting to decide what you're going to put in the shop? Is that part and parcel of what you do on a sort of daily basis?
Yes, absolutely. So I used to be the assistant buyer for chocolate, so I got to eat all of the chocolates on the chocolate counter in every box. And now that I'm the buyer for bakery, I'm working my way through the cake counter and seeing whether we need to make any recipe changes, and if customers have comments or questions about the recipes, or even complaints even, we have to go through and very thoroughly check and taste different batches of stock to make sure that everything's up to our high standards. So, yeah, lots of eating.
And it's not just deciding, is it? You've got to check for consistency.
Yeah, that's one of the most difficult things. Lots of people make chocolate brownies, for example, at home, but it's very different to make them day in, day out, consistently good, consistently tasting. At home, it wouldn't make much of a difference if you added an extra slug of rum or what have you, but for when you're supplying a shop, especially a shop like ours with very high standards, it has to be exactly the same all the time. So far, Nadia's brownies are fantastic, and they're fantastically consistent, and yeah.
Well, I'll certainly be in to get some for Christmas, because I think that's such a novel idea. I really, really love the idea of a chocolate brownie. Is it chocolate Christmas pudding brownie? Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.